Hackers warn of NextGen's vulnerability. Cessna extends the projected range of the Citation Latitude, again. And the Marine Corps proceeds with deployment of the V-22 to Japan. This is Aero News for Monday, August 20th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a story by NPR, a Canadian computer hacker named Brad Haynes says that the data transmitted by ADS-B is unencrypted and unauthenticated. Haynes, who is known in the online community as Renderman, found that he could spoof the signals and make your TISC airplanes where there are none. Haynes imagined a scenario where a hacker suddenly added 50 ghost airplanes to an ATC screen. Such an attack could make a pilot swerve to miss airplanes that aren't there, or potentially shut down an airport, causing ripple effects that could spread worldwide. Haynes and another hacker named Nick Foster have also created an ADS-B spoof using the Flight Gear Flight Sim game. They say that if they had hooked the game up to a low-power transmitter, they could have convinced controllers that they were an actual aircraft. The U.S. Air Force has expressed concerns about the potential for spoofing NextGen. One cyber warfare student, Major Donald McCallie, wrote in a paper last year that NextGen is, quote, on a collision course with history, end quote. The FAA has reportedly not yet released the results or even initial data from its own security tests. Cessna has announced at the Latin American Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition last week that it has increased the projected range capability of its planned new mid-sized jet, the Citation Latitude, once again. The Latitude was originally announced to have an expected range of 2,000 nautical miles, but through consumer input and quality design and engineering, the Latitude is now expected to have a maximum range of 2,500 nautical miles. Announced in October of 2011, the Citation Latitude will offer Cessna's widest yet passenger cabin with stand-up access throughout its length of more than 16 feet. Billed as a game-changer in the mid-size segment, the Citation Latitude combines the payload, speed, and range that customers want with an unmatched cabin experience at its price point, estimated to be $14.9 million. Those are $2,011. The Marine Corps has concluded its investigation into an accident involving a V-22 Osprey and plans to proceed with forward posting of the tiltrotor aircraft to Japan. The accident, in which two Marines were killed, occurred in April in the Kingdom of Morocco. The official report says that the pilot and co-pilot, who survived the accident, failed to follow proper flight procedures. It also cites high winds as a significant factor in the accident. No mechanical issues were found with the aircraft. The report recommends safety changes, including requiring all persons on board to be strapped into their seats rather than attached to tethers. The two fatally injured crew members were attached to tethers, allowing them to move around the aircraft, while the surviving pilot and co-pilot were strapped in. Another recommendation is an update to flight field manuals to provide more details on the transition from vertical flight to conventional configuration in a tailwind. The co-pilot's turn downwind during transition flight was cited as a factor in the accident. The Marine Corps now says it will proceed with the deployment of the MV-22 to forward bases in Japan, where it is replacing its aging fleet of CH-46 Sea King helicopters. The Metropolitan Transit Commission has announced that it is joining an important nationwide initiative called the National Alliance to Advance NextGen. The alliance is made up of over 1,000 organizations of all kinds that use or rely on air travel and are concerned about the adverse economic and environmental impacts associated with the nation's current air traffic control system. By becoming a part of the alliance, MTC and its other members support the FAA reauthorization legislation that includes NextGen initiatives, full funding for NextGen, an expedited timeline for delivering NextGen technologies and benefits, technology that is compatible with Canadian, European, and Asian partners, the FAA's prompt engagement with all partners necessary to ensure the successful implementation of NextGen, and the immediate deployment of NextGen starting with the nation's most congested airspace. MTC is the nine-county San Francisco Bay Area's transportation planning, coordinating, and financing agency. When Aero News continues, Border Patrol targets ultralight smugglers. Police Chiefs Association adopts guidelines for UAS, and passing the hat to pay for your flight's fuel.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now. It's Monday, August the 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Customs and Border Protection Division of the Department of Homeland Security has awarded a contract worth nearly $100 million to SRC Tech of New York for an aircraft detection system designed to pick up ultralight aircraft that may be crossing the U.S. border carrying drugs. Before she was injured, Representative Gabrielle Giffords had introduced legislation that targeted ultralights as a border risk. The Ultralight Aircraft Smuggling Prevention Act of 2012 included higher penalties for smugglers who fly ultralights to transport drugs. California Senator Dianne Feinstein said at the time that as many as 4 incidents a day can occur in Imperial County, California, on relative calm nights, and that in 1 6-month period, as many as 200 incidents involving ultralight aircraft for drug smuggling were reported. Boeing had originally been awarded the contract, but it was canceled for cost overruns and missed deadlines. The International Association of Chiefs of Police has guidelines for the use of unmanned aircraft systems. The guidelines provide law enforcement agencies an outline of how to use UAS safely and responsibly and with respect to individuals' privacy. In the guidelines, the organization said that law enforcement agencies desiring to use UA should first determine how they will use the technology and should then engage their community early in the planning process. The agency should assure the community that it values the protections provided citizens by the U.S. Constitution and that it will operate the aircraft in full compliance with the mandates of the Constitution, federal, state, and local law governing search and seizure. The police chiefs added that communities should be provided an opportunity to review and comment on agency procedures as they're being drafted, and that the news media should be brought into the process early in the development. As Boeing marks the 50th anniversary of delivering the first H-47 Chinook military helicopter, the company is nearing completion of a $130 million renovation of its production line near Philadelphia that will help it meet global demand for the latest model, the CH-47F. The Chinook has served as the backbone of U.S. Army aviation since the Vietnam era. Boeing has delivered more than 1,200 Chinooks to 18 operators around the world since delivering the first to the U.S. Army on August the 16th of 1962. More than 800 are in operation today, conducting combat, cargo transport, and humanitarian relief missions. Well, you know, there's been a lot of commentary about airlines and their nickel-and-dime policies aimed at getting passengers to help pay for everything from baggage to soft drinks. Well, imagine having to pass the hat at the gas pump. Well, passengers on an Air France flight recently to Beirut that was diverted to Damascus were reportedly asked to help pay for fuel before the flight could continue. Fortunately, an alternative solution was found before any money actually changed hands. The flight was diverted because of activity on the airport road in Beirut, which broke out on last Wednesday. The plane initially tried to reach Amman, Jordan, but that plan was scrapped for unspecified reasons. The plane then needed fuel before it could continue on to Cyprus. The plane landed in Syria, according to a report appearing in the French news service AFP. Air France stopped flying to Damascus in March because of unrest in Syria, and the airline has no account with the airport for the purchase of fuel. An Air France employee who was not authorized to speak to the media told the news service that the crew initially offered to pay for the fuel with company credit cards, but was unable to do so because of economic sanctions against Syria. The employee did not say how the fuel for the B-777 was finally paid for, but the flight did eventually continue on its way after the unscheduled 2-hour stop in Damascus. So, the next time you make a reservation and are checking to select between a window or aisle seat, the beef or chicken meal, be sure to check carefully. You might find a fuel optional choice. That's all for this edition of Aero News. I'm Glenn Moyer. We thank you, as always, for listening. And now, with gas tanks full, of course, You're now cleared for departure.